Nolte, CNN analyst Joe Lockhart belittles Dr. Burks as Stepford Doc. By John Nolte on March 27, 2020. CNN analyst Joe Lockhart attacked Dr. Deborah Birx as a Trump Kool-Aid drinker after she tamped down a number of coronavirus alarmist theories. This included a sexist attack on her as a Stepford Doc. Birx, of course, is the White House coronavirus response coordinator, who along with Dr. Anthony Fauci, has become a household name in the wake of the Chinese virus pandemic. Birx's credentials are impeccable, including a stint in the Obama administration. And during public briefings she has shown an independent streak when it comes to clarifying things said by President Trump. And to both their credit, she does it with him standing there. Not to get too far off track, but when the history of this is written, Trump should receive enormous credit for allowing the public to witness this tension, as opposed to presenting a dull, uniform front. Anyway, by any measure, Birx is doing a superb job of informing the American people from that podium, fielding questions from a partisan press more interested in scoring points against Trump than informing a worried public, and sounding reasonable and fact-based in a country filled with alarmists who are, for whatever reason, personally invested in watching a worst-case scenario swallow up our country in the form of a mountain of dead American bodies. Obviously, when it comes to far-left CNN, this investment is based on a deeply personal and mentally unbalanced hatred of President Trump. So what happened here is that during her part of Thursday night's briefing, Birx came out and dropped some truth bombs on the alarmists. Here's the text of those remarks, emphasis added. I'm sure many of you saw the recent report out of the UK about them adjusting completely their needs. This is really quite important. If you remember, that was the report that said there would be 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2.2 million deaths in the United States. They've adjusted that number in the UK to 20,000, half a million to 20,000. We are looking into this in great detail to understand that adjustment. I'm going to say something that is a little bit complicated, but do it in a way we can understand it together. In the model, either you have to have a large group of people who are asymptomatic, who never presented for any test in order to have the kind of numbers that were predicted. To get to 60 million people infected, you have to have a large group of asymptomatics. In no country to date have we seen an attack rate over 1 in 1,000. So either we are only measuring the tip of the iceberg of the symptomatic cases and underneath it are a large group of people. So we are working very hard to get the antibody test because that's a good way to figure out who these people are and do they exist. Or we have the transmission completely wrong. So these are the things we are looking at, because the predictions of the models don't match the reality on the ground in China, South Korea, or Italy. We are 5 times the size of Italy. If we were Italy and you did all those divisions, Italy should have close to 400,000 deaths. They are not close to achieving that. Models are models. There is enough data now of the real experience with the coronavirus on the ground to really make these predictions much more sound. So when people start talking about 20% of a population getting infected, it's very scary, but we don't have data that matches that based on the experience. After addressing what she sees as those faulty models, she addressed the hysteria we're seeing in the media and social media about overwhelmed hospitals and a lack of ventilators, specifically in New York City, which is dealing with the worst outbreak. We are reassured in meeting with our colleagues in New York that there are still ICU beds remaining and still significant. Over 1,000 or 2,000 ventilators that have not been utilized. She then touched on a fake news story going around about overwhelmed hospitals instituting do not resuscitate orders, which I will explain in greater detail below. Please, for the reassurance of people around the world, to wake up this morning and look at people talking about creating DNR situations, do not resuscitate situations for patients. There is no situation in the United States right now that warrants that kind of discussion. She closed by referring again to the models that assured us, as I have previously reported, that it was already too late to save anywhere from a half million to 1.5 million Americans. There is no model right now, no reality on the ground where we can see that 60% to 70% of Americans are going to get infected in the next 8 to 12 weeks. This is wonderful news. I mean, if you're not personally invested in a mountain of American bodies, which way too many people in this country are, primarily because Orange Man bad. So it was at this point that CNN's obviously disappointed Joe Lockhart ripped into Birx personally, while misspelling her name. Dr. Burke has drunk the Kool-Aid, he tweeted after she made her remarks. He continued to attack her, while misspelling her name, and deliberately mischaracterized her remarks. How do you think the ER docs and nurses in NYC feel about getting a lecture from Dr. Burke about how irresponsible they are to be crying for help? They are putting their lives on the line, who the hell are you to lecture them, he tweeted. This tweet is a lie. Burke's never said it was irresponsible to ask for help. I suggest Dr. Burke visit a hospital in NYC and then come back and brief on what she saw. I think it will be a very different briefing than we saw today. If she tells the truth, which people around Trump don't do very often, he added. Again, Burks commented only on the available number of ICU beds and ventilators in New York, and said that this hype about do not resuscitate orders was unfounded based on those facts. On Friday morning, Lockhart struck again, this time using a piece of fake news about these do not resuscitate orders tweeted by former fake reporter Ron Fournier. And again, Lockhart misspelled her name, but did manage to come a little closer. I wonder if Dr. Burke wants to revise and extend her remarks from yesterday. Exactly what she said wasn't happening and shouldn't happen is happening. Trust your governor, not the WH, he tweeted in response to a tweet from that fool Fournier screaming, he is letting people die, in reference to Trump. To give you an idea of just how fake this news is, it's so fake NBC's Casey Hunt deleted her own alarmist tweet. Did you see the part from the hospital about how we hope to never have to apply them or the other part about we must be prepared for a worst-case scenario? Which is another way of saying, the worst-case scenario is not here, which is exactly what Burke said. Regardless, Lockhart closed his rant with a sexist attack on Dr. Bricks as a Stepford doc. These people, man. So here we go. Another example of how the left is pro-science right up until the scientists tell them something they don't want to hear. You know, about things like gender and not enough Americans dying to fulfill their political agenda. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.